Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Open Claw Bible by Patrick Andre is a technical handbook for readers who want to install, configure, and operate Open Claw as a self-hosted personal AI agent. Positioned within the Open Claw Mastery series, the book focuses on the practical foundation rather than business strategy, guiding users through setup on Mac, Windows, and cloud server environments. Its subject is not general artificial intelligence theory, but the operational use of an open-source agent gateway that connects language models to messaging platforms, files, automations, and persistent memory. The purpose is to help readers move from initial installation to a working agent that can run continuously, respond through familiar communication channels, and be shaped through configuration files such as SUL, MDN. The book is best understood as a step-by-step implementation guide for technically inclined users who value control, privacy, and customization over relying entirely on closed source assistance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-hosting as the core design choice for personal AI control. A central topic of the Open Claw Bible is the decision to run a personal AI agent on hardware or infrastructure controlled by the user. This emphasis distinguishes Open Claw from cloud-only assistants that require users to send workflows, files, and conversations through a vendor-controlled platform. The book presents Open Claw as a gateway that can live on a local machine, a Mac, a Windows system, or a rented cloud server, giving the user practical authority over where data is stored and how the agent is accessed. This matters because an autonomous assistant is likely to touch sensitive material such as messages, calendars, files, API keys, or business documents. Self-hosting does not automatically make a system safe, but it changes the responsibility model. The user gains control over permissions, backups, network exposure, and model selection, while also accepting the need to maintain the environment. The book, therefore, treats installation not as a minor preliminary task, but as the foundation for privacy, resilience, and long-term ownership. Secondly, platform-specific installation paths for Mac, Windows, and cloud servers. The book's practical value rests heavily on its platform-by-platform setup approach. Rather than describing OpenClaw only in conceptual terms, it is framed as a handbook that walks readers through installation and configuration across common environments, including Mac, Windows, and cloud server deployments. This matters because AI agent frameworks often fail for new users at the operational layer dependencies, local services, environment variables, model credentials, ports, permissions, and background processes. A guide that separates installation paths reduces ambiguity by acknowledging that a local desktop setup and a VPS setup have different trade-offs. A local machine may be convenient for personal files and experimentation, while a cloud server may be better for continuous availability and isolation from everyday devices. The book's step-by-step orientation also helps readers understand what each component contributes rather than merely copying commands. In this sense, installation becomes part of learning the system architecture because readers see how OpenClaw connects the runtime environment, messaging integrations, model providers, and agent configuration into one operational loop. Thirdly, SUL, MDN configuration files as the agent's operational identity. One of the most distinctive subjects associated with OpenClaw is the use of configuration files, especially SUL, MD, to define the agent's personality, values, instructions, and behavioral limits. The OpenClaw Bible appears to treat this not as cosmetic customization, but as a core control surface in a personal agent. The prompts and rules that shape behavior have practical consequences. They determine how the system prioritizes tasks, interprets user intent, handles uncertainty, and decides when to ask for permission. A file-based approach also makes the agent inspectable and editable in a way that opaque consumer assistants often are not. Users can revise the agent's instructions, preserve institutional or personal preferences, and understand why certain behaviors are encouraged. The broader reasoning is that an always-on assistant needs more than a model API. It needs a stable identity layer that persists across interactions by focusing on configuration. The book teaches readers that reliability depends on explicit constraints and repeatable instructions, not only on the intelligence of the underlying language model. Fourthly, messaging integrations turn the agent into an everyday interface. The OpenClaw Bible highlights the importance of connecting the agent to familiar messaging platforms such as Telegram, WhatsApp, Discord, or iMessage-style workflows. This is more than a convenience feature. A personal AI agent becomes useful when it can be reached in the channels where the user already communicates, especially if it is expected to run continuously and respond to daily tasks. Messaging integrations also make the agent feel less like a separate application and more like an operational assistant embedded in existing habits. The technical challenge is that each channel introduces its own authentication, routing, security, and message format considerations. The book's focus on integration, therefore, expands the setup problem from installing software to building a reliable communication bridge between the user and the agent. This also clarifies why OpenClaw is described as a gateway rather than merely a chatbot. The gateway receives messages, passes context to configured models, invokes memory or tools, and returns responses through practical interfaces that support ongoing workflows. Lastly, persistent memory, proactive automation, and security boundaries. Beyond installation, the book addresses the features that make OpenClaw an agent rather than a one-off chat interface: persistent memory, continuous operation, proactive automation, and controlled access to tools or files. Persistent memory allows the system to maintain useful context over time, such as preferences, prior tasks, logs, and working notes. Proactive automation allows the agent to monitor scheduled routines or act on recurring needs rather than waiting passively for each prompt. These capabilities increase usefulness, but they also increase risk. An assistant that remembers, acts, and connects to real systems must be configured with clear boundaries. The book's attention to privacy and security is therefore directly tied to its account of functionality. Readers are encouraged to think about what the agent can access, where secrets are stored, when human approval is needed, and how to limit damage if something is misconfigured. The practical lesson is that autonomy and safety are not opposing topics. In a self-hosted agent, they must be designed together from the start. In conclusion, the OpenClaw Bible is most appropriate for technically curious readers, developers, automation enthusiasts, and professionals who want to operate a personal AI agent under their own control. It is less suited to readers seeking a broad, non-technical introduction to artificial intelligence or a purely theoretical discussion of agents. Its practical benefit is that it concentrates on the difficult middle layer between enthusiasm and actual deployment: installing the software, selecting an environment, connecting communication channels, defining the agent's behavior, and thinking through security. Intellectually, the book helps readers understand that a personal agent is not only a language model. It is an orchestration system made from infrastructure, memory, prompts, permissions, tools, and user-defined policies. Compared with many AI books that discuss future possibilities or list tools at a high level, this one stands out for its implementation focus and its emphasis on self-hosting. Its realistic value is as a technical foundation for readers who want to experiment responsibly with always-on AI assistance while retaining ownership of their data, configuration, and operating environment. If you would like to support Patrick Andre, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.